We finally settled the drama with Nicole and Yakes. The girls are throwing punches, and guys, we had three goodbyes this week, each ending with a cryptic prophecy. This is the Bachelorette After Show. Nope, it's the Bachelor After Show, and we're going live right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my gosh, you guys. So much tea this week, so much insanity. And guys, you know you're tuned into the Bachelor After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Unfortunately, we don't have a Christina or a Renee this week, but we do have a Christine Bean.
What's up, guys?
Christine, so glad to have you. And yeah. Mike.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome
Mike
to the
panel. Mike is excited to be here in third person.
Mike, you've made a very fast descent here at AfterBuzz, covering a ton. You've done some scripted, some reality.
I've done all reality.
That's right. You've done all reality.
Junkie. I do yes. Married at First Sight. Yes. My big show, Survivor. My favorite show. I love this stuff.
Yeah, you're a Survivor guy, and of course, This kind of felt like an episode of Survivor.
People don't treat Bachelor cutthroat enough. Girls, you got to win it. You got to be in the challenges. It's Survivor.
I wish you guys knew how real it was, because while we were watching the show, Mike legitimately has like a scoreboard set up.
Yes,
he's crossing out girls. Like, he's serious about making this a competition.
I got strategies for days for these girls. Like, they just need to get in touch with me.
It's
we
the best.
We can win this together.
Well, guys, I want to let you know, Mike is legit because he showed me his computer, and he does have an entire spreadsheet with red lines. And of course, I forgot to introduce myself. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Jeff. I'm filling in at the captain seat for Christina this week, so she's pretty good at this, so we'll see how I do. But I'm super excited, and this was a great episode. Before we dive into it, everyone's overall thoughts. What do you guys think of the episode as a whole? Mike, it's the new guy. Let's start with you.
Yeah. I thought it was fantastic. I was excited to see. You know, we got left on a cliffhanger, so I like to see how that played out. I thought he went with a good move. We're going to get into it. But overall, I was super pumped with this episode.
Yeah, totally.
Also a huge fan of this episode. I wasn't sure anything could top last week, because that one definitely was just all around great TV.
Yes.
But this one, I was not expecting the turn at the end of the episode with Colton's decision.
Wow.
So that, for me, made this episode, like, mic drop. Wow.
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten a lot of A pluses this season. This was maybe an A minus for me, but it was still a really good episode. They definitely, I think, loaded the drama into the second half, which I'll be super excited to talk about.
Yeah.
But guys, we're super excited for the show. We'll, of course, be going over everything that happened. Mike's on the chat, so Mike, keep us posted
yes,
with
sir.
Any hot takes. And we will be going over our tweets for tweeting for the right reasons. So producer Josh, I'm letting you know right now, we each sent you a tweet. So get those ready for us as we get into that segment. Okay, we got to start with Nicole and with Yakes. You guys, I call on Yake a Yakes because I feel like we're like this. Were you guys surprised they both went home?
Not at all. Are you kidding me? After last week's drama, I was like, Colton's like, I'm going to just take out the trash next week. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. And no offense to these girls, you're not trash, but the way you were acting. Ugh.
Borderline. Recycling.
It's just cringe.
I loved it. This is one of the classic things for Bachelor.
Yeah.
If you're fighting with another girl, you're not there for Colton. You're messing up.
It's true.
Boom.
Yeah, they blew it. I think, like, once Colton saw that their arguments were cutting into his time with Katie, that was when he knew he needed to clean up shop.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, Onyeka, she dug her own grave by even bringing up the Nicole tea to begin with. So that, to me, was just the beginning of the
That end. Was very, very strange, because it was off of Elise leaving, right? And so it was very strange. Let's bring up something from a girl who quit about what she said about somebody else.
In the water this season.
I took the words out of my mouth. Yeah. This whole episode had to do with girls dropping gems on their way out. And we're going to get into that later.
That right there is the point. They're on their way out.
Yeah.
So you're not doing good to begin with.
So you're saying
because
these...
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, are you saying these girls didn't, like it was a punk move to say it on the way out?
Not that it's a punk move, but the fact that they know about this stuff and that they're involved in it means they're not doing good on the show.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. Right. They shouldn't be involved in the drama anyway.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, ultimately, I don't think Nicole or Yakes was right for Colton.
Yeah.
I don't think either of them were ready for marriage. So, sorry, guys. You dug your own grave.
I mean, that was a pretty swift exit to start the show.
Do we see BIP futures for these women?
Ooh.
Onyeka for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicole, I honestly wasn't really feeling the entire season so far.
I'm going to give Nicole a shot at BIP because I think I don't think she's like a Bibiana type, but they're both from Miami. So I'm wondering if they're going to give
that.
Her
did
a
you?
Second chance. You did mention that, right? I didn't get that from out of thin air. I'm
no,
thinking she might get another chance.
There's so much I want
to
say. There's so, because I haven't been on the panel. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I love Bibiana.
Yeah.
So much.
We love Bibs.
I do not understand what goes wrong with her. I don't understand. To me, she's gorgeous. She's really cool and fun. And she just seems just awesome. I don't understand why no guys ever go for her any of these shows.
Too much friend
zone
energy.
She'd be my number, if I wasn't married, she'd be my number one.
I will say, and on the contrary, I feel like at one point in Paradise, she wasn't really trying, like putting herself out there as much. So,
I felt like in Paradise, I felt that was reactionary. Mm. None of the guys were going for her. She basically, I forget who it was, but she saved somebody basically with a, was it Colton, right?
Colton.
It was Colton. Yeah. She gave him her vote to save it. I was like, Colton, dude, this girl's hot and she's awesome. What are you doing?
The Bibiana Peter drama. Oh, boy.
Oh, you didn't know about that?
Well, okay, we got to focus. There's so much. Bachelor Nation
Sorry.
Is this.
I'm
no,
excited
no, no, no.
To
it's
be
good.
Here.
Mike, we're excited to have you. We'll bring you back for our Paradise After Show. This is interesting. I hear TJ Crawford in the chat saying, ugh, I hate when people say I don't think they're ready for marriage. That's not something you can judge. The only tricky thing is it's kind of the premise of this show, TJ.
Literally what we do.
I'm interested, though. Follow up with that comment, because I want to know what you mean, because to me, the way people manage conflict is a very strong indication as to whether or not they're ready for marriage. So that's when I say I don't feel like they're ready for marriage. It's based on their ability to handle conflict. That's when I say that.
Spoiler alert, guys. Jeff is married.
That's
so
true.
So I'm going to take his... I'm going to take your lead on
but
that
But it's
one.
Only been 6 months, so I don't know. Oh, Mike, you've been married for...
I've been married for a year and 5 months,
so
or
we're
4 months.
So we're both newlyweds.
Yeah, relatively, yeah.
So you can take our opinion with 80%, right?
I will just say, since we're on that note, it is really interesting this week to have two male opinions. Let us know in the chat how you guys feel about that.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the male energy this week.
Hopefully, we'll see.
We'll see. I know, the episode hasn't
Yeah, wait till
far.
The end of the episode.
I got to hold it down for the ladies, okay?
Which you will.
Oh, yeah.
Christine Bean was back last week, and it was just like, the energy is complete. So we're so glad to have you. All right, Yakes and Nicole are gone. Let's talk about, I guess we should move on to this one-on-one, or this one-on-one, right? That's the next.
It was great, right off the bat.
Yeah, they went straight to Vietnam, and he has his one-on-one with Hannah G. I'm still kind of lukewarm on Hannah G, but I'm going to let Christine, you go first. What did you think of this one-on-one?
It reminded me a lot of Cassie's one-on-one in the sense that there was a lot of physical... You know, a lot of kissing. They definitely seem like they're physically attracted to each other. I was really hoping to learn a lot more about Hannah through her conversation with Colton. But I feel like we got like just enough, like just scratched the surface and then that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just still waiting to figure out what is really driving their connection.
Who she is.
Like who she really is.
I totally agree.
Her occupation is model. So like... Unless you're like a Jordan, who his personality fills up for the rest of it, I don't actually know anything else about you. So,
Mike, what do you think of the one-on-one?
Huge. This was huge for me, for Hannah. I've been kind of lukewarm on her the entire time. I thought she was very cute. Now, Hannah G has been my wife's personal favorite the entire time.
Okay.
And we were kind of like, eh, I don't know. But, man, she stepped it up in this one-on-one. She took the reins. She was aggressive. From an extremely flirty, sexual side. She was very aggressive, which Colton needs to me. Mm-hmm. Colton, to me, is very passive.
Yeah.
So he needs someone to complete him. So I love the aggressiveness in the massage. That was fantastic.
Right.
They kept making out the whole time. And then to me, on the dinner, note, Hannah, in the dinner, she talks only about them, their relationship, mm-hmm. how her parents divorced, his parents divorced. Awesome. Not talking about any of the other girls or mm-hmm. any drama or anything like that. She was there for him. I loved it.
Okay, so you're Team Hannah G right now.
Because of tonight.
Good, okay.
Before I wasn't, but because of tonight, my radar, big time.
Good. I mean, I agree. I think she's cute. Like I said, I see something there, but I think in terms of like the other girls who are more, are who I consider to be front runners, I think are a little bit more outspoken.
Right.
She still, to me, falls flat behind some of the other girls.
I agree.
But I will say, whatever she's doing must be working, because Colton said tonight off screen that he's falling in love with her, and she said the same. They didn't say it to each other, but they both acknowledged that. So something is
there. She just
became
a major threat tonight, I think, to the other
girls. I think she's going
to
be top two.
Top two?
I do.
Okay.
But I also, guys, I think there's something a little shady about Hannah G.
What?
And I'm going to spill some tea right now.
I know.
Jeff. You guys know there's nothing that I necessarily super dislike about Hannah G, but y'all know that the Butler is super cute comment bothered me a couple weeks ago. You actually weren't there for that week, but I have a pet peeve of when people travel calling natives of that country cute or adorable.
Fair.
Because it's like these are adult men and they're not in costumes like Disney World characters to serve
you. They're just working.
They're just employees, and it's not cute to see someone dressed up doing their job. But that's just a personal pet peeve, but I haven't been able to let go of that. And here's what I worry about with Hannah G, and I'll be interested to see if the chat agrees or disagrees. Her job is to present an glamorized version of herself. She's a content creator, so she spends her life presenting a version of herself that she might not necessarily be. And there's times when I see Hannah G and I feel like she's authentic. But even during this dinner, her sharing about her parents' divorce sort of felt like she was checking the box of, this is the moment when I open up about the tough thing in my life. Let's get back to making out. I want to win this show. That's my take on Hannah G. I don't think she seems as earnestly open as some of the other girls I've noticed during their one-on-ones, and I don't feel like I've seen the real side of her yet, but that's just my take, and I think Colton seems to really like Hannah G. I just wonder if we're seeing the real thing.
You know, we talked about this before, too, during the episode. It's a fine line you have to walk, because when the girls go in there and first impressions, they just dump all this crazy drama in their lives. And, you know, my parents never loved me. And it's like, whoa, okay.
Right.
But if you go in and you just make out and you have no substance, that's not good either. So it's a really tough balancing act. To me, she's doing great.
Okay.
I like it.
Well, to my point, whatever she is doing is working because Colton's feeling it. But I mean, that's not a valid. I mean, that's a valid point that you made, Jeff. And she
a lot
did
of people
say
in the chat
it.
Are agreeing with you.
I mean, and she did say it in part of her spiel that she's like, she's so used to not sharing and not opening up.
Right.
She's like literally trained herself to be that way. So it'll be a long time, I guess, before we get to see the real her, because she's untraining herself right now.
A good point. Maybe she's just not comfortable with opening up, which is fair, and it's not my place to judge that. A couple things we have to hit about this date. Colton said she would eat her like a sushi roll, which made me want to vomit and roll under the desk when I was watching
it. Someone in the chat pointed that out as being creepy as well. Yeah, that was awkward, but he's awkward.
He's awkward.
I know we're in Vietnam, but like, the Asian food jokes, like,
it's come on.
Wrong.
Also, Kaylin and Cassie kind of agree with me, because they opened up off-site about, here's what they said. She's gotten by on her beauty for her whole life. There's a layer to her that we must be missing, because I don't get what Colton sees. So when the girls are talking SHIT about the other girls, it's always a bit of a red flag to me.
Also, though, to that point, you said it was Kaylin and Cassie, right, having this convo?
Yes.
They are also two other front runners who could also be just throwing shade because they're threatened. What you think? Are you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're talking about other girls when you're away, then you're doing the wrong thing. You're getting involved in the drama, which is good for us and fun for us to watch, but not good for them.
Right.
So I think they are feeling threatened. Absolutely.
I mean, granted, the producers do push you to have girl chats when dates are going on.
Yeah.
But they could have been like, oh, I hope me and Colton can get there. Or talking about Colton, they chose to talk about parents.
Yeah, and immediately she's got a one-on-one, so she's got to be a threat. It doesn't matter.
Right.
From week to week, it doesn't matter what happened last week. If other girl got a one-on-one from you, you hate her, she's terrible,
right.
I don't know what he sees in her, whatever.
Fair enough. Okay.
Funny comment.
So it's true. Last quick thing I'll say. I felt weird when Colton and Hannah G, they go, what's your favorite part of the date? And they're both like, it's the showering. The showering was so great.
The showering.
There was a way in which they said it where it felt very much like all business. Whereas when Cassie and Colton talk about their favorite thing, they're like, I liked being in bed with you. Like, there's an intimacy. Whereas it almost felt like Colton and Hannah G were like going through the motions. Like, I liked the shower makeout. I don't know. Felt weirdly formal.
I took that as they were actually being coy.
Maybe,
they were
okay.
Like, ooh, the showering. That's why I said under my breath, I'm like, did they do something in that shower? We didn't see? Because that was their favorite part.
We definitely would have heard about it. Liza Batista in the comments, perfect comment.
Yes.
Kaylin is a beauty queen. Talk about a girl going by with their looks. Exactly right.
But Kaylin did open up in a way that felt very different for Hannah G opening up.
Oh, Kaylin's like my front runner.
Right.
So you know how to sell her to me. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying like,
but it's an odd comment. It's an odd comment to make from a beauty queen.
Yeah.
We can appreciate the irony in that comment.
Yeah. That's well said. Okay. Group date time. We have Cassie, Heather, Tayshia, Kaylin, Katie, Hannah B, Sydney, and Demi. And when Demi finds out she's going on that group date, she goes, son of a bitch.
Wow.
That was a little funny.
Man.
Okay. Misha C has a great point. I'll save it, but I agree with you, Misha C. In fact, let's just say it now really quick because I did bring it up. We're going to jump back to the group date. He made out with Hannah G. Neither of them were wearing many clothes for about 3 hours straight. If I were in that situation, I don't know if I would do a very good job having no kind of physical reactions to what was happening.
Right.
As Misha C. says it, how is the soldier not standing at attention? maybe it was and we didn't see, but it's something, I mean...
Guys, we're watching The Bachelor, like Pornhub. Like,
I'm just... it's impressive that Colton's able to maintain such an assured level of self-control. Maybe we leave it at that.
There's no way.
You guys are cheating in the chat
There's
tonight.
No shot.
Not for me, at least, in case you guys were wondering. Let us know in the comments if you thought that was weird. Maybe even me saying that, you can let me know if that was weird.
That made it weird, Jeff.
Peace. Here we go. You're welcome, guys.
Everyone's that's like, it for this week on After
Everyone's like, where the hell is Christina? Okay, let's talk about the group date. In Bachelor's attempt to stir up drama, this was a very physical group date.
Oof.
They were trained in brutal fighting techniques. I thought this was kind of hard to watch, and I don't love ABC pitting the women up against each other in such a literal way.
I love it.
You liked it?
Oh, yeah.
Mike was
I'm
here
a huge
it.
MMA fan. I love this stuff. I'm like, yes, let the girls get out some aggression, and let's see who's really here for Colton. How bad do you want it?
I got to agree with Michael on this one.
Oh, we got Josh in the chat.
Let's go.
Yeah, I got to agree with Michael on this one. Honestly, seeing that, I just kind of got intrigued walking down the hallway. I'm just like, oh, what's this going on? And I saw some of the girls fighting. And, you know, my personal thing is, like, okay, I see a bunch of attractive women fighting. Okay, that's kind of cool. But then I saw them how they were fighting. It was kind of cringy. And as a fan of MMA as well, it's just kind of just like, eh, I don't know.
It was cringy.
Yeah, but would I like to see it further on in, like, future seasons of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette? Oh, totally.
Wow, this is going to be, like, a recurring group date from here on out.
We'll see. I thought it was kind of hard to watch. I mean, like, these girls... You know, and of course, ABC's trying to stir up drama. Having them literally fight is a great way to potentially make for great TV. But something about, like, maybe it's the element of Kaylin being like, you know, I didn't like the fact that there was a physical abuse in my past. And then the producers like, punch each other. Something about it just didn't play really well for me. And I feel like it started to break Demi.
Definitely not the smoothest idea by ABC. I mean, that's debatable. But I mean... It was interesting, though, to see Demi get her ass beat. I'm not going to lie. Excuse my French. Because I just was like, wow, this girl has a lot of bark. She didn't have any bite. And I think that was, like, the main kind of takeaway from this whole thing.
Yeah. I love twists. So I love thinking that the production is telling all these girls, okay, get all done up, makeup and everything. And then it's just like, put on these geese. You're going to be punching each other. I love it.
This, I mean, if you think about it, though, this was the perfect week to have this kind of date because everything was boiling over. After last week's drama,
a lot of tension.
If you wanted to throw some bows at somebody, you were going to get it in. And it happened.
Hope Lockwood in the chat. Thank you, Hope. Colton's vlogs just keep getting worse. Please make them stop, ABC. Yes.
So you're on the same page. You're pro vlog. Right?
I made a case for the vlogs last week. This week was a little bit cringe. Yeah. This is probably the first time it started to get there for me.
Okay.
I enjoyed them prior to this point.
And you didn't like today's vlog? Okay, you're still a little liking it more than us, which is totally fair because people came to your defense last week in the comments.
They did.
So.
I see pros to it. Honestly, yeah. I do see.
What are the pros?
Well. As a viewer, I always miss, I wish that I could get that kind of insight when they were right in it, a little less produced than the ITMs that we see.
Okay.
And I think, like, it just gives me a little more insight to what Colton's really, like, I want to say really like, because it's still what they choose to show us.
Yeah.
But... That's the kind of content you would get on his, like, IG Live or something. You know what I mean?
I agree with that, yes. I understand where you're coming from. Here's what has to happen next season. If you're going to be The Bachelorette, 3 months before you start shooting, you start doing daily vlogs, even if they don't go anywhere. Mm. So then you're actually equipped to do these, and they seem so awkward and forced because they're not used to doing vlogs.
Fair enough. So,
okay, but then if you don't like the idea, but you want to see it implemented better next go around, is that what you're saying?
I don't hate the idea just from an idea standpoint because... One way or the other, we're going to have them on camera talking about it. So sure, if you want to do it vlog style, because that's the new thing all the kids are doing on the YouTubes, great. But let them prep for it or something. You don't have a producer there asking leading questions.
Yeah. But
then that takes away the...
Then he's being produced again.
Right. So it's not as raw.
But just the mechanics of actually vlogging, it's different holding something there and talking about what's going on than me asking you questions and you being able to respond. It could still be spontaneous and stuff, but it's just the mechanics of doing it, I think, that are lost on him.
But to Christine's point, if he's been training himself to do the vlogs, the interesting thing is it's different from the rest of the show because it's so unproduced that it's sort of the element of like, huh, maybe this will be what it's like to wake up with Colton in the morning. So it's like we never get a chance.
Is that what you were thinking about,
Joe? Oh, yeah. Whole time. we don't really get a chance to see what these people are truly actually like. So maybe the vlogs, to me, he always comes across as like a little uncharismatic and dopey. But it's like, maybe this is what Colton's actually like.
Oh, my God. Fair enough.
I don't know. Let us know in the comments what you guys think of the vlogs. All right, guys, let's talk about the evening component of this group date. We are starting to see people crack. Demi
Big
loses
time.
Her SHIT during the fights. And Sydney is having issues. I just wonder if we talk Sydney. Let's save Sydney. Let's go through each girl had their one-on-one moment during this group date.
Starting with Tayshia.
Tayshia opens up and says, this week's been kind of hard. I want to know that you're curious about me. Colton very quickly says, I just want to learn more about you every day. So he definitely said the right thing. How do we feel about Tayshia and Colton's one-on-one connection right now?
I hate that interaction.
Yeah.
I hate that interaction when you get a one-on-one. When you get the opportunity to have a one-on-one, and we said this while we were watching the show. Sorry, I'm new to the panel and everything. So it's like a from ground zero with you guys.
It's
what I think about Bachelor in general.
Yeah.
Everybody gets upset that they don't go on a one-on-one date. You can make your group date into a one-on-one date, okay?
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Now, when you get your one-on-one date, you shouldn't talk about how you want them to feel about you in these esoteric things. Get to know them more. Let him know more about you. Mm-hmm. It's not, I'm so excited to be here and to get to know you. Oh, yeah, I want to get to know you too. Yeah, I really want you to see the real me. No, like, have a meaningful conversation.
You're saying talk about those things that will make him excited to be around.
Exactly.
Like, you
have
to manifest that.
Especially don't talk about other people. Or
I agree with that.
Girls there.
I agree with half of what you're saying. But I'm,
like I'm 100% right.
I think you should respond to me first.
I'll respond to you first. Because Tayshia has already had a one-on-one, I feel like she was at the place where she was allowed to open up about insecurities. I feel like if you haven't had your one-on-one yet, don't use your group date one-on-one to open up about insecurities. But I do feel like him and Tayshia were established enough at this point that it was the right move for her to... Colton, I need you to... I think she
was...
It was
a reassurance combo.
It was a reassurance, yeah. She was in a safe place to open up that crack, I think.
I'll also submit that editing is involved. Maybe there's other conversations that they have more going on and there's some more substance. And I get you. Yeah.
I like Tayshia, but I'm not a fan of their connection simply because... I thought it was intriguing at first that he pulled her aside. I thought they were going to have more of that physicality they had in the woods. But instead, he's calling her calm, comforting. It seems like more of a nurturing vibe. Like, he needed her to, like, pat him on the back and say, okay, sweetie, you got this. Like, keep going. Versus, like, you're my comfort as my woman. Like, I want to, like, only be with you right now. It just didn't feel romantic. It felt a lot more like, I need a mom pat on the back right
Fair
now
enough.
Or something. Like, it just doesn't feel romantic yet.
You know, that is a part of relationship that's important, though.
It is.
You know?
It
so
is.
So I wondered if maybe Colton was just wanting that at that time. It's a good point you bring up, but you're afraid there's not enough heat between Tayshia and Colton.
I'm afraid of that, and I'm afraid of, like, it being too one-sided. Like, is she just gonna, like, is he gonna, I mean, it's still his season right now, so that's a moot point. But I don't know, I just feel like he's going to her to get something from her and not really feeding the relationship the other way.
Fair.
So many of the times I see these one-on-ones, and to me, Colton looks like he's already had 3 or 4 drinks. And then sometimes the girls bring these deep, like, I need to know that you're interested in it. And he's just like, what are you talking about? Like,
there was a little more of that.
Talk about, like, what I want to name my next dog that I'm going to get, and, like, what, just, like, some fun stuff. Yeah.
It was interesting. As a general...
His eyes glaze over. He's like, oh,
I noticed
I'm
that,
here,
too,
I
Mike.
You,
I think as a general trend tonight... I noticed Colton's typically very sweet. He's a very good...
Yeah.
He's kind of Ben Higgins-y in that way. He's a good listener.
Yeah.
Tonight, he was a little less patient with BS. Like, I feel like when girls had...
Sure.
Like when girls brought up the fact that he wasn't giving them enough, there was a little less of the, I understand. It was a little bit more like, I'm trying here.
Yeah.
It's not easy for me to be the bachelor.
What do you want from me?
There was a little more of that.
It's got to be straight... I'm sorry. It's got to be straight from the last episode.
Yeah.
Right? Nicole, the fight, yes. Forget it.
You're right.
Sorry.
I mean, to your point, though, I think he's just genuinely, like, overwhelmed with the whole situation.
Yes.
And you really don't want to be overwhelmed. And while we're on that topic, I want to talk about ZipRecruiter. They're one of our sponsors. And we have a message for you guys. Hiring can be pretty time-consuming. You post a job to several online job boards, only to get a ton of the wrong resumes. Overwhelming, right? Then you have to start through and go through all of those resumes just to find the few people with all the right skills and experience that you're looking for.
You know, Colton's been going through resumes all season.
This is like a live
And he
resume.
Could have used ZipRecruiter, couldn't he?
He absolutely could have. That's why you should do the smart thing and go to ZipRecruiter.com/buzz, because unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you. Its powerful matching technology scans through thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and actively invites them to apply to your job. Sounds a lot like The Bachelor, honestly. So you get qualified candidates fast. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, all of you listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. And listen up, because I'm going to give it to you right now. It's ZipRecruiter.com/buzz. And if you guys love our show, show your support and go to ZipRecruiter.com/buzz and let them know that we sent you guys.
Absolutely. Very well read, Christine.
Thank you.
Check it out, guys. It really is. ZipRecruiter really does know what they're doing. It's amazing. And you guys are into the process of making hard choices because you watch The Bachelor, and ZipRecruiter will do that for you.
It's the smartest way to hire, guys.
Smartest way to hire. Okay. So let's move past Tayshia and talk about Katie. Man, she's cracking too. This is like always the moment during the season when you start to see the real insecurity. I felt like this was when we saw Colton being the least patient with someone's frustration. And I liked, it was interesting, he was excited to see Katie open up, but I felt like he was excited because that's when he made the decision that he was ready to send her home.
Oh my God.
Look, at this point in the game, if you're not getting kisses, you're not sticking around.
Yeah, it's true.
That's the number one thing I pointed
Even
out.
Even Heather have kissed him, okay? If you're not kissing, you're not staying.
Yeah.
He literally said, "Can I get a hug?"
Great
when
hug.
He walked over.
Ooch. Yeah.
What? Cool hug, bro. Yeah. Nope.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was funny because I felt like Colton was trying to make her feel good by saying, like, I'm so glad you finally opened up. But it's because he had more data so he could send her home, unfortunately. It's sort of how I saw it. But that's Katie and Colton.
It's funny you bring up Heather because we were in a heated debate at this rose ceremony about who was going to go home out of these two. Oh. But we'll get to that in a bit, guys. Stick around.
Okay, so Hannah B's moment, I just still do not get the appeal. She's goofing off playing with sticks. Hannah B feels like if I was babysitting like an 8-year-old, I'd really like this personality. I'd be like, oh, they're a cute child.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what is Colton seeing her as a companion?
But see, and I disagree. Okay. I like her playing around with the sticks and stuff.
Okay.
That, to me, I read that as she's confident. She's having a good time. Hey, I'm on a group date, which is no fun with the guy that I like. He's with 7 other girls. But I'm having a good time. I'm making it my own. And the reason why I feel like this is correct is because other girls were talking junk about her at the same time.
Yeah.
You are doing something right if the other girls are talking smack about you.
You know what? That's a fair point. I'm not the biggest Hannah B fan, but she definitely made the right move that night.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Just in that moment, while everyone's giving him serious, like, why don't you love me? She's like, let's play with sticks.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of hers either, but I think she's doing the right stuff right here.
Maybe Colton likes that she's kind of, maybe he likes the innocent childlike component, because with all the other girls, they're asking about their future. They're asking about their wives. And he knows, he's like, you know what? This has been exhausting. I'm a little drunk. Let's go play with sticks on the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, keep her around.
Because if he's looking around, that looks fun.
Yeah.
Her playing with the sticks, that looks fun. And we're on vacation in Vietnam. You crying about me not understanding you doesn't look great at all.
Yeah, that's a good
but
point.
He's here to find a wife, guys. It's not always fun in playing with sticks.
I know. Well,
but that's how you get there.
That's it. But it is crazy, though. It looks like, based on the preview, she's going far, which is, I don't
that's
get it.
It's crazy to me, though. Like, I just don't see her as his wife.
Who in the chat likes Alabama Hannah and why? Because I will read your comment if you can defend Hannah B.
Because I'm like, no.
No one on the panel is here for her, and it seems
she
like she's going
great
far.
At the martial arts. That's true.
She did.
Yep. Hannah B's.
But you know, please in the chat let us know.
I will. Like, she's, to me, I just think an offbeat kind of girl. You know, she marches to the beat of her own drum, and maybe I'm just not high on her because that's not someone I would be friends with in real life.
Do you guys think she and Kaylin are going to come back around to blows again?
I don't.
Not literally, but...
I don't think so.
No? You think they squashed it?
I think they squashed it so early that they can't bring it back as a possible storyline.
Yeah, I don't think... I think they're both too smart for that.
Okay.
Wait a minute, guys. While we're at this juncture, I just realized we didn't get a two-on-one.
You're right.
No, we did not.
Is this...
Because too many girls are axing themselves out of the competition.
That is so true. That's such a good point.
Yeah.
I like Alabama Hannah's teeth.
All right.
It's not
fair enough.
We have, you know, there's something. Okay. So Tayshia and Sydney have a conversation off the record, which what's happening with Tayshia and Sydney? Something we're going to get there. But basically, Sydney is looking at the other girls, especially Alabama Hannah playing with sticks. And saying they're not mature enough. These girls aren't here for the right reasons. We never heard that before. But we can tell that something's going down with Sydney.
Yep.
So she goes over to Colton, opens up. And one of the things she says to Tayshia before she goes over is, I just want to make sure Colton's not being tricked by these shiny objects. That he's here, that everyone's here for the right reasons. Let's talk about the Sydney of it all. She opens up to Colton and is basically like, I can't do this.
Right.
I don't think we've come far enough. I need more validation. It was similar to the Elise.
I was going
to
say, Elise 2.0.
Elise 2.0, and she leaves. Talk about this. Sydney leaving.
Do you want to take
Sydney,
a leave?
Sydney, Elise 2.0 is exactly right. Sydney fell into the classic Bachelor, Bachelorette show trap of getting caught up in what's going on rather than being there for the person, as cliche as it is to say. So instead of being excited about Colton, she's sitting back talking smack with other girls about other girls and basically being upset that other girls are doing better than she is. Get your head in the game. You have got to be going after Colton and just be happy and outgoing and be there for him. Because as soon as you sit down for your one-on-one, and you're coming from a low energy down, if you're just going to bring him down from the last one, forget it. You're toast.
I knew she was going into bad territory where she started talking about, like, just like he needs to make better choices, kind of like questioning his judgment. And I'm like, he knows what's best for him. He's picking from you guys.
He's kept you around this far. Is he making bad choices? Tell him he's making bad choices of keeping you around. You're still here for a reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that you got the last rose last time. Make it should you get the first rose next time.
Facts. I mean, her shining moment was that group date way back when, where they had that kind of moment where she was helping him stretch and they were getting a little physical. But like, I really don't remember her having some QT with Colton since that point, and to just come in with all of your expectations about the choices that he should be making and why he's not making them, as I'm sure as the Bachelor, it's just, you're right, he might have been glazed over at this point, and it was just too much for him. Not and saying now, that she wasn't right in what she wanted, but like, it just wasn't the place for it.
I'd like to point out something Olivia B says in the chat here. Every girl isn't going to be compatible with the Bachelor. That's totally right, 100%. Right. However, it's also fair to say that I don't think any of these girls could actually know that because they've known him for, what, a couple weeks? Like, you got to give it some time.
Yeah.
If you're there, if you've been chosen for the show, go for it. Make it to the very end and see what happens. You never know.
Guys, I actually disagree with you guys.
Come on, Jeff.
Yeah, I kind of liked...
Jeff's never going to be moderator again.
I know, I'm getting booted. They're gonna kick me off the panel. Sydney, I agree that she didn't really give this the shot that they're to explore the relationship, but I kind of felt this way about Elise too, and I think she handled it way better than Elise. The thing I liked about Sydney was I think she was honest with him. She was honest with how she's feeling, and I think at this point she knew she wasn't going to make it, and so she gave Colton the chance to turn the table. He wasn't ready to, and she wanted to leave on her own terms, and I don't know. I mean, she's 27. Again, she's playing this game for marriage, whereas a lot of these other shiny objects might be playing it more for exposure, for a fun boyfriend. She wanted to leave on her own terms, and I thought she was pretty mature about it. And I like what she said to him. We got our first of the three crazy prophecies.
Right.
And I don't think she was shady. I don't think she was bitter. I think she was honest and mature and gave him earnest advice. Because she wants Tayshia to win.
I don't see how it's any different from what Elise did. And I wasn't a fan of that either.
Elise,
so I don't
though,
know.
Was just... And I like Elise, but she was just so emotional and kind of a wreck about it. It didn't seem like... I didn't believe her. Whereas I actually believed Sydney on this exit.
I will agree with you that her... her level of reaction to the situation was appropriate, but I still think she just dug her own grave.
It makes me curious if in actuality she wasn't feeling Colton. Right. And not the other way around. So she tries to turn it around. Because, look, if you're Colton and you're 6 or 7 gin and tonics in at this point, right, and all these girls are coming up to you, maybe he likes Sydney equally well as 3 other girls. Maybe she's not top. Maybe she's not bottom. But if she's going to go and basically do herself in and eliminate herself, easy for Colton. Okay, cool. Yeah. You want to go? No problem. Because it's getting harder and harder to eliminate people. So if they eliminate themselves, no blood on his hands.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the way Colton is taking these rejections? Like, as men, like, is it harder when someone walks away from you if you were already going to get rid of them anyway? Or, like what's your perspective on
that? I think Colton's being mature about it. And what I like is I do think, especially in the case of Sydney, she's trying to give him the gift of, you know what? I'm going to make this easier for you.
Right.
There's a lot of great girls here. She even said that. I'm not the one. And I think it was handled well.
Okay.
Guys, we don't have a ton of time, so we're going to just...
What?
I know.
What just happened?
I know. This show, there's so much
fun.
We're going to try to keep cooking, but...
Quick.
I have to ask, we got to go quick. Shiny objects comment, demeaning or valid? You have to pick.
Demeaning.
I'm gonna go demeaning. Because I was thinking shade immediately. That's what I thought in my head.
Well, demeaning, just the fact that you don't think Colton can see what some of these girls are here for. If, like you said, Jeff, they're here for exposure, you can't tell me that's not a possibility of what Colton was there for in his original show.
Right.
So it's demeaning to think that he doesn't know this already.
I think he appreciated it, though. I don't know how I feel about the shiny objects comment, but I think Colton took each of those mysterious prophecies and was grateful they were said. Maybe not the third one, which we'll get to.
I think he might just be confused about, like, what?
Now he's confused. Okay. Oh, boy. Let's talk about Demi.
Here we go. Oh.
Demi had a platinum vagine moment.
I love Demi.
That was my favorite part of the episode. Can I be real here?
Open up, Christine.
It was so wild. I was like, is she really going to go for it? Like, yes, yes, yes.
I loved it. I love Demi.
But she was just so unbelievably confident. And then to hear Colton just flip the script and be like, nah.
Because Colton's not ready for that. Like, I think she is, she might be exactly what he needs. Because she's so aggressive and upfront and unapologetic about who she is. I love it. I think that's extremely attractive. And I think Colton just got scared. Oh,
yeah.
Girl in my room. Ah.
This was handled, I think Colton handled this kind of well. I think Demi handled this kind of well. Honestly, I thought it was kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah, because she shouldn't be gone.
Demi's your type.
Yeah, she should go way further.
I think Colton did the right thing here.
I think his morality just spoke up for him real quick. Because it's like this whole, up until this point, he's been allowing her to kind of get away with being like super physical, super like aggressive in that sense. And he's like, okay, by the way, before we get too far, remember, I'm still that Christian boy from whatever town I'm from. And I'm not going to go that far with you, sweetie. So bye.
Yeah. I sort of took it as...
I loved Demi. Don't get me wrong. But yeah. It just wasn't going to fly that way.
What I'll say is Demi was fascinating. We've never seen a contestant like this. She comes out seeming like the Bachelor, yet all the girls love her. She comes out seeming like the villain. Thank you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All the girls love her. She pulls classic villain moves. They play in her favor.
Yeah.
She ends up going out in an emotional, earnestly heartbreaking moment. She's sweet about it. Demi. Good run.
You know who she reminds me of?
Who's that?
Candy Coco from Unreal.
Oh.
She came if you guys are fans of Unreal, which I'm sure you would be if you watched The Bachelor, she reminds me a lot of blonde contestant Candy Coco, season 4, I believe. If you remember who I'm talking about, tweet me.
All right. We have like 1 minute to talk about Kirpa's one-on-one.
Go, go.
I thought this was great. I really like Kirpa. They're not moving quick enough, unfortunately.
Kirpa needed this so bad. She needed this so bad because the entire season, I'm like, who is Kirpa? I have no. She just pops in for the rose ceremonies, and she somehow keeps getting one. So good for her.
Yeah.
By the way, sorry. Her nails look fantastic. Really good with the white color.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm big with manicures on girls for some reason. Really good. And the outfit for dinner was awesome.
Kirpa killed it.
The little slit here, but it was like not too revealing. Awesome.
Snaps.
This was great for her.
Yeah.
I think she looked great. I think she's a sweet girl. I agree with you, Jeff. They're moving too slow. And I think Colton is going to run out of patience pretty soon. I think he couldn't be this savage in 1 week and get rid of her too.
Yes.
But I think... I mean, she has something different than the other girls do. Apparently, right. She has this calm confidence about her. I wrote it down. Colton says it's been a slow and steady burn.
Right.
Apparently, they've been good this whole time. We just don't know.
Well, right. that's the thing, right? It's like, to us, it seems super slow. Maybe it is on the slower side, but she quite possibly has played it perfectly slow enough to get to where now they can really turn it on. And it's almost like a real relationship.
We'll see. Yeah. I think Kirpa's great. I think they haven't made enough progress. I wish her the best, but I don't think her and Colton are fit.
Total BIP, though. I totally see her on Paradise, like, killing it.
She's sweet, though. And Kirpa, nice to get to know... Nice to know you. That sounds shady. It was nice getting to know you. You seem great.
She's still here?
We'll see. I'm not for long.
Why are you, like, ripping her right now?
No. Love her. Just not for long.
She's in it.
Well, hopefully.
She moved up some notches,
just not enough notches, I don't think.
Just
guys, I'm brutal. Okay. Oh,
our
boy.
Our favorite segment.
We have to quickly talk about the rose ceremony, because in terms of the rose ceremony, we were between Heather and Katie, but the moment that was insane at the end of this rose ceremony was Tayshia and Kirpa.
Oh, my God.
Having this crazy alliance moment.
Do y'all think we were supposed to hear that?
I don't know, but they said in front of the girls, it's just going to be us too. Yeah. Do we go tell him? Because we had to go over this just so quickly.
They're not watching the show we're watching, because it's not going to be them together at the end.
Colton was given three shady prophecies. Colton was told by three women that there are fakies here.
Yeah.
Mm. Colton came out, told the girls that his nightmares are coming true. And Tayshia and Kirpa smile at each other and say, is it going to be us? Because they feel like they're not the shiny objects.
There's
a very clear divide happening between the young Instagram influencers and the older career girls. And... I don't know. I just think something crazy is about to happen.
It's not them. They know it's not them. And I think they were with the other girls who got kicked off that had the little gossip going about the shiny object girls. And that's why they were happy.
They view themselves as the wives and they view the other girls as the sorority girls.
Sure.
We'll see. I don't think those two are going to go very far.
All right. We're going to very quickly go over this segment. I know we can't ever cover everything, guys, but I do want to let you know really quick, if you're into Bachelor Tea, which of course you are, we have a weekly show with Chad Johnson, who, guys, I was lukewarm on Chad. I'm going to be honest. I found him to be problematic when I was watching him, but he's come a long way, and guys, his podcast is really, really good.
I know, and our girl Renee is on it.
Renee is hosting it. I'm in the booth helping out with it, and he has a take. However you feel about Chad, he always comes with a hot take that you didn't see coming, and it's surprisingly wise, so check that out. Super interested to see what you guys think of the Tayshia Kirpa moment, because I don't have my head wrapped around it. If there's anything else we missed too, I know there's so much to cover. Hop in the comments and we will join you. We love you guys.
We love you guys so much. Yeah. And to your point, I know there's so much Bachelor tea. Like, there's stuff going on with other Bachelor Nation couples. And trust me, we see it happening. We want to talk about it. We only have but so much time. But let's just get right to it. Final part of the episode.
Absolutely. And let's quickly go over our... I'm like losing my mind. Let's go over our tweeting for the right reasons. First, we have a tweet. It's a script.
That is awesome.
Demi, I'm going to take Colton's virginity. Colton, I'm going to take you off the show. And then we have a gif from Super Hot Fire, if you've seen that.
Such a good video. The one with Chris Rock is amazing, too.
Totally.
That's great.
All right. Speaking of Chad Johnson.
Yes.
The next tweet reads, if there's no fence jumping next week, ... And it's a lovely gif of our Chad Johnson saying, F you, Chris Harrison.
But it is next week. It's got to be next week.
Has to be.
So good.
I actually sent in this one. Colton responded to a tweet from YouTube TV saying, break up with your girlfriends. We're bored. And he says, can I break up? I can't read it actually from here, but he's talking about breaking up with five of them. So, you know,
that's
just,
the show,
just doing
baby.
What he's doing.
All right, guys. I think with that, it's time for us to say our goodbyes.
Aww. Oh, man. That went so fast.
Dude, this show, man.
Oh, I had a great Colton and his first night joke to do with going fast there.
Oh, 20 seconds.
You gotta say it, because we don't know if we're gonna have you back.
No,
because
I explained it and I didn't want to get too dirty. This is awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Mike, thanks for joining. It was fun. You brought some hot takes, man.
Guys, give Mike mad love in the YouTube chat right now.
Hey, what's
and
up,
Mike,
guys?
If they want to connect with you on the socials, how should they
please
do that?
Please do. If you're into relationship shows too, I am doing Married at First Sight after show tomorrow, which is pretty good. But you can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Christine Bean with three E's and on Instagram at Christine I Alexis.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. Tweet at us, guys. We didn't even talk about the promo, which was wild, but we know we'll be getting to it because eventually all the stuff we saw is going to happen.
Fence jump.
Justice for Demi.
Justice for Demi coming from Mike.
Demi for Bachelorette.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, it'll be the best season ever.
But we will have more thoughts every week. We're here live at 9 p.m. for those listening on the podcast. Join our YouTube. And guys, we truly do love you. You guys are such a fun fandom. We'll see you next week. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.